Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a measure that would force a sale of TikTok from parent company ByteDance within 180 days or face a nationwide ban of TikTok. On Wednesday, the bill passed with 352 votes. It needed 2/3 majority to advance. 65 members voted against it, with one voting present. The bill still needs to clear the Senate. If it does, President Joe Biden said last Friday he will sign the bill into law. Last week, the House Energy and Commerce Committee voted 50-0 to advance the bill, following an intelligence briefing about the risks of foreign adversary-controlled apps. A team of researchers at the University of Chicago say they've figured out a way to hack into MetaQuest headsets without the user knowing, dubbing it an inception attack that lets them control the user's VR environment, steal information, and even control interactions between users. This essentially traps a user inside one VR app that's designed to look like the full VR system. The study was first reported by the MIT Technology Review, has not been peer-reviewed as of yet, though. The attack requires an attacker to be on the same Wi-Fi network as the Quest user and also requires the headset to be in developer mode. Then, malware can be installed onto the headset with a home screen looking identical to the user's original screen, yet controlled by the researchers. The European Union's Parliament approved the EU AI Act on Wednesday. This is the world's first major set of regulatory ground rules to govern AI, with available technology separated into categories of risk, ranging from unacceptable to high, medium, and low hazard. If the European Council offers an endorsement of the AI Act, it could technically enter law by the end of May, but with staggered implementation starting next year. EU Commissioner for Internet Market Thierry Breton posted on X, quote, "Europe is now a global standard setter in AI." Music videos are coming to Spotify in 11 markets: Brazil, Colombia, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Kenya, the Netherlands, Poland, the Philippines, Sweden, and the UK. The videos are integrated with Spotify's existing music library and lets users switch between audio and music videos in its mobile and desktop apps while a song is playing. Music video access also requires an active premium subscription. The company didn't offer details about how royalties might be treated differently when a song is playing in video versus audio. Microsoft announced a new pricing model for its Copilot for Security chatbot that becomes available to the public April 1st. The company introduced a preview of Copilot for Security last March, designed to help cybersecurity professionals understand critical issues. Microsoft says it will use a consumption-based model, charging $4 per security compute unit, given that the types of prompts and summaries will vary dramatically in size, depending on the customer and the type of workload. Google, Apple, And Mozilla browser engines, along with Microsoft, have been collaborating for years on a joint browser benchmark called Speedometer. The group just released Speedometer 3.0, adding a wider variety of workloads and improving calculations and results. Simulated workloads now include a to-do app, a complex web page, news sites, charts and apps, dashboards, and code editors. We have a fast car, y'all. The all-electric Porsche Taycan Turbo GT has over 1,000 horsepower and can go 0 to 60 miles per hour in 2.1 seconds. That makes it the fastest road-legal Porsche of all time. The company revealed that Monday, noting that a pre-series model driven by Lars Kern beat Tesla's Model S Plaid record lap by 18 seconds. Now, the Plaid S can still go 0 to 60 faster at 1.99 seconds, but they're pretty neck and neck. Tesla and Porsche have been in a back and forth for title of fastest EV since back in 2019. And finally, the BBC announced it will begin streaming its news channel, BBC News, on some connected TV and FAST, as in free ad-supported streaming platforms, like Samsung TV Plus, Zumo, Sling TV, Plex, Vizio, and Pluto TV, with other partners in the mix. BBC News will still be offered by pay TV providers like Charter, Comcast, and DirecTV. AMC Networks is the BBC partner in the BBC America joint venture and is handling distribution and advertising sales. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.